And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Associated Press finds itself barred from the White House over its continued use of Gulf of Mexico rather than the newly mandated Gulf of America designation. While photographers from the AP retain their credentials, the reporters lose access to Air Force One and the Oval Office. The Deputy Chief of Staff indicated that those spots will now rotate among other outlets, though the White House Correspondents Association calls it a textbook violation of the First Amendment. Well, there's another major shift happening in military policy as the U.S. Army announced last week it's banning transgender individuals from joining and halting all gender transition procedures for current service members. The move follows Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's meetings with the Military Academy leadership, where he directed them to refocus on leadership, standards, excellence, warfighting, and readiness rather than diversity initiatives. Those already serving with gender dysphoria will be treated with dignity and respect, the Army statement noted. Well, Border Czar Tom Homan has contacted the Department of Justice seeking guidance on whether Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez violated federal law by hosting a webinar helping illegal aliens evade ICE. AOC defended the webinar as civil education, claiming ICE agents routinely enter homes without proper warrants, an assertion she failed to substantiate with evidence. Meta's latest experiment has progressive activists up in arms, of course it does, as Instagram tests a new dislike button for comments. While some users decry it as cyberbullying, Meta maintains it's simply exploring ways to help users better control their Instagram experience. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, Democratic rhetoric escalates with accusations of white supremacy against officials opposing reparations legislation. Vice President J.D. Vance confronted European leaders at the Munich Security Conference over religious liberty violations, particularly Britain's prosecution of citizens for silent prayer near abortion facilities. The critique comes as HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. reveals plans to study abortion pill safety, citing FDA reports of 28 women's deaths and over 4,000 serious complications. Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins raised eyebrows, suggesting SNAP benefits might face restrictions on junk food purchases. With the program's cost exceeding $110 billion annually and serving over 42 million Americans, Rollins emphasized the goal isn't taking food out of a hungry child's mouth, but ensuring taxpayer dollars promote nutrition rather than subsidizing unhealthy choices. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.